Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
This is the Jillian Michaels Show coming at you from TuneIn Studios in Venice, California.
Okay, get your freak on.
Oh.
Oh, gee.
Well played, literally.
Yeah. So, all right, I have a question. I'm in the car. Oh, welcome to the show, everybody.
She's not in the car now.
Yeah,
just
G,
so you know.
You're worrying about maintaining our listeners. You're about to lose a lot right here. So, I want to understand this. I'm serious. From my core.
No.
When I was a young child, we had On TV. Do you guys remember On TV? It was like a cable channel. It was like the original HBO, but it was a box and it had a switch. And you would flip on or off, and at night there was like On TV, and it was like porno, right? Like Skinamax kind of thing. So I accidentally saw some porn when I was a kid, and it kind of effed me up. I was like, went to my mom, and I was like, there was some weird shit on the On TV. There was a hole. And like, it stuck with me to this day. I don't remember anything, including my middle name, but like, I'm telling you right now, I remember what was on TV.
Whoa.
So, yeah. In fact, it was two women were part of it, and I remember being like, why is that happening?
Oh, no, that's why you are.
There we go.
Well, you are.
I remember being like, why is that? And my mom was like, well, sweetheart, and how about the fact that I went to bed going, well, thank God I'm not a lesbian.
Yeah.
I really did. I thanked God. I was like, God, man, this could have been.
That was the moment.
Yeah.
That was a defining moment.
I was like, this could have been so bad. That I could be that. And here we are. Yeah. So anyway, okay. I'm in the car with Giancarlo the other day. No idea how we got onto this subject. We're leaving, this conference that we've been doing called Get Motivated with Susie Orman. So I'm in Florida.
Yeah. We're going to be, in Orlando, February 26th and Atlanta, March 26th.
So we leave the conference. I'm in the car with Gene. I don't know how we get into this, but somehow we get into like weird fetishes. And G actually tells me there's such a thing as a foot job. And I didn't believe him. I was like, what are you talking about? And I mean, like a hand job, there's a foot job. An actual foot job. So then I go to my girl and I was like, baby, is there, because she's a millennial. So I figured she'd know. So I go, baby, is there such
new.
A thing? It's not new.
Listen
you
to Cindy.
You know a foot job?
Yeah, Cindy's thrown her feet around before.
No, I've heard of it. I
a foot job. No, I mean,
done it.
Like literally, you take both feet, you do some cupping action. So then the tabloids were hunting down reasons, right? Why Heidi and I split up. So I decide that I'm going to give them a reason, right, on social media, and I start Googling fetishes. There's some shit out there that you cannot believe. Nasolingus. It's a thing. You suck on someone's nose. Ew. No, it's a thing, dude.
Yeah.
Nasolingus.
Well, like mukbang.
Who gets off on that, the sucker or the nose?
Could go either way.
Yeah. The thing that shocks me is how do you know? How do you wake up one day and say, that's my thing?
I wish someone would suck on my nose.
Like, I don't know. I just don't get it. Like, Jake, how do you know?
I'm sorry. How do I know?
Fetishes. Like, how do you know? Like, how do you know you're into belly buttons, toes, what have you?
I think maybe that body part just brushes on you at one point when you're doing something with someone. You're
like an elbow flick?
Yeah, you're like, that was tight. We should explore that.
Yeah, like you walk by someone, you flick their elbow. There's all kinds of crazy fetishes.
I don't want to be like...
Go ahead. Say it. What's your thing?
No, I mean, I don't want to
be like...
What
is your thing?
Well, that's terrible. I can't believe that's
Cindy,
somebody's
what's your
fetish.
No, we're not going to say it's a thing.
But it's like...
You don't have one?
I don't think I do.
I don't think I have one either.
Not something out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary?
Well, which is such a bummer. I want one.
But you want something extraordinary to make the ordinary.
Unique.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think we should call it. Yeah. Hang on. Let me call DeShanna. Jake.
Yeah.
Let's call DeShanna.
Okay. Okay, it's going through.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Let's see if she answers.
Hello?
I can't. Hello? Baby.
Hi, baby.
Is she on?
Yes.
Okay, babe. We're talking about foot jobs.
What's up, D?
G is here, Cindy's here, and Jake is here.
Hello.
Hello, baby.
What's going on?
Okay, so here's the thing. We're going around to the round table here discussing fetishes. And yeah. Do I have one?
Yeah.
I do? I have a fetish?
I know what she's going to say.
I don't think that's a fetish, though, babe.
Go ahead.
A fetish?
Yeah.
Not really.
Are you guys furries?
No. No. Cindy, do you have a fetish?
I wouldn't say it's a fetish.
Don't think I have a fetish.
I don't think I have a fetish either. G?
I mean, are we just blind and...
What's
wrong with us?
What, baby, do you have a fetish?
You better come up with one. Just come up with one.
I want one.
I think we should all come up with one and then try it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's... Okay, so wait a second.
We're going to lose a lot of listeners because what I would say is bananas.
Go. Cindy Kim Blake.
Bananas.
Go. What's your fetish? Well, you have a fetish.
Well, I don't have a fetish. I've always talked about it with friends of mine because it would... A little person.
Oh, okay.
But it's not a fetish. But it's
just
something.
Curiosity.
Yeah, just curiosity.
I understand.
Babe, how are we going to practice that?
No, we aren't. No, that's G. G's going to do that.
I like
that.
How she just opened it up to all of us. Like, yeah. How are we going to do that all together?
No, we're not going to do it. No, baby. Babe, chill. Chill.
So I have a friend who's a little person, and I've always told him, I'm like, let's go to a little person convention together. So you can hook up, and then, you know, we can hang out and see what happens.
Yeah, no.
Never happened, but always been something that's fascinated me.
Jake.
Yeah.
Do you have a fetish?
I don't think it's a fetish.
What is it?
I much prefer hand jobs over blow jobs, and everyone thinks it's super weird.
No, that's a no. No, it's
not a
thing.
Fetish.
No, it's not a fetish.
Yeah.
That's
and
preference.
That's not that weird, buddy.
Yeah, no.
Too normal.
Yeah,
I
no.
mean, I like, I don't know.
No. Yeah, no.
Getting choked a little bit and choking someone a little bit.
You like getting choked?
Oh, yeah,
well, good for you, Jake.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's very in
it's
right
interesting.
Now. Yeah. Yeah. No, I could. Okay.
That is the scary thing, how much a woman wants you to choke her. Like, I'm just like, do you really want this 230-pound guy choking you out?
Yeah.
Like, ugh. It's
Go get from the side action. Then you don't crush the esophagus.
Yeah. I just arm bar him. It's better.
Yeah.
Than all hand marks.
Yeah.
Just arrest him, G.
D's not into the choking. Baby, and did I miss something?
Like, I picked that up at dinner. She's definitely.
She was like the one.
She'll
time
choke you
was
out.
Was like,
though.
Move your fucking arm.
Yeah, exactly. G.
Right? You see?
Yeah,
I know what's
she
up.
She was like, don't fucking choke me. Yeah, that wasn't the.
Yeah,
oh
she,
no,
she's Karen Hill in Goodfellas.
No,
trust
he already warned me this morning. He's like, I like that girl a lot. He's like, but I'm telling you right now, do not fuck with her. That's a dragon you cannot handle.
Straight up, that's what I told her.
He goes, Italian blood from New York. He's like, don't fuck around with her. He's like, she will fucking, you will wake up with a gun between your eyes.
If you're lucky.
That's not crazy, but...
Baby. Okay, so G's going to get into that. Jake, what are you going to get into?
I'm going to get into... what is it? Is it exhibitionism when you bang in public?
Yeah. Oh.
Yes!
I'm going to start doing that.
I've done that.
Okay, but you got to be...
What?
With one of my old boyfriends.
Cindy.
What?
Yeah, but it wasn't like a fetish. It was just, you know, convenient.
Like, were you on a balcony, like set up a beach, and you let people watch?
No.
Did you know people were watching?
They probably weren't, but, I mean, I guess that's not exhibitionist.
How come we can't know these people when that kind of stuff happens?
I don't know.
I mean, nobody was around, so.
But that's not really exhibition.
Does that count, baby, does that count?
No, it's sex in public.
But that's got to be a fetish. There's got to be.
That's a fetish for sure.
If it's a, it wasn't. It's a, what's it called? A category just, on Pornhub.
If it's more than once, right. Possibly. But if it's just a one-off, then I'm not going to give it as a fetish.
I agree.
Oh yeah, no, I'm with. Yeah. She's right. Okay, so Jake's going to get into that. Be careful though, because I'm not bailing you out of jail. G is gonna have sex with somebody who's shorter. Cindy.
Okay. Well, I think it would be really funny to do the furry thing because you would laugh so hard because I don't get that one at all.
Okay, so you're going to do the furry thing.
Yeah, I can just imagine renting costumes. Yeah. How about we just say we did?
You got to modify them.
No, we got to do this and we got to report back. This is serious. Please. We need to take this seriously.
Well, then I'm going to have to give it some more thought.
No, do the furry thing. I like it.
Okay.
All right. That's good. That's good. Babe, what are we going to do?
We have to come up with something.
We got it, baby. Everyone's out there. We got to come
up with doing something here.
What do you got?
Okay.
What do you got, baby? Weird shit. Oh, gee, pull up some stuff.
Oh, no.
Why don't you...
give us options.
Why don't you just have sushi off her whole body?
I would do that.
That's not, like... It's not a fetish.
What do you talk...
Wait,
oh, well, there you go. I mean, Jesus, I'm trying to keep it PG.
What?
She's like,
it's not.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So you think it's a bit. So you eat soup. Okay. Is that good for the raw fish, though? Because, it has to be refrigerated.
Yeah, but there's a period of time.
You can't take your time, babe. You know, this isn't one of those.
Oh. She gets. That's a fetish I have. I have a fetish. I just discovered a fetish.
Oh, you do. You do. I do have a fetish.
What is it?
Sex for 4 hours at a time.
No, edging. I have a thing with edging.
What's edging?
Edging.
You just take.
D, explain it.
Oh, that's like the. Isn't that like Kama Sutra?
Like
D, go.
Blue balling you for like 2 hours. So if you know how that feels.
Yeah, unfortunately I do.
Yep.
But that's like
it's a fetish.
No,
it's called edging.
I get it. It's like getting there and backing off. Getting there and backing off.
But isn't that like part of like Kama Sutra?
Oh, is it
or something?
See,
yeah,
babe, I'm naturally inclined to be gifted at this. She hates it much though, which makes me want to do it more.
Well, I get it because the session lasts longer.
That's what I said.
I like that too.
Oh,
he's a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, edging. I like. Okay, so I have one. Do I need another?
That's not a fetish. That's a talent.
That's a preference. I think
that's a preference.
You're trying to stretch your session.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we got to get like something.
Better.
Like, something better.
Okay, so give us some options, G.
Oh my god, I can't. Like this is we're gonna lose so many listeners. Like,
well, if we have
you may gain some
everyone
new
everyone
listeners.
No.
I mean,
this
is just crazy stuff. I mean, if you like,
come
you
on,
know, anyone that spends any time on any of these fun websites, like the stuff that people are into, like remember that Brazilian fart porn I showed you?
Kind of. I don't want to fart. I'm not into farting. That's not my thing.
There's just a lot of crazy and gross things that people do.
I don't like farting. Farting is a no for me. Can you give me something without farting?
That's going to be crazy.
I mean, there are fetishes like shoes and things
shoes,
like that.
Babe.
Like no, but it's usually guys who want to do stuff to shoes.
Baby, shoes?
In shoes.
No.
She said no.
No.
Mm-mm. No. And
she's like, tomato and mozzarella.
I don't know that, but women can't really, I mean.
What do you got?
Don't even have me. Don't even make
he
that
He grabbed
comment.
His phone, ready don't, to look it up.
Okay, come on, G. Give us a fetish.
God, why are you putting me on the spot?
Because you're the pervert in the room.
I'm the pervert in the room.
Oh my God, totally.
I got a furry, and then I've got someone that edges over here, and I'm the pervert in the room.
Wait, what, baby?
Where's Chloe when you need her?
Yeah, where is Chloe when you need her? Ew! Ginger's always something so disgusting, babe.
I couldn't even figure out what that is.
I know what it is, but it's awful.
Oh, that's terrible.
No,
we
can't.
That's not a shoe.
All right,
that's a fetish.
We're going to have to get back on this. Oh, my God, the photo I just saw, baby. Oh, my God. All right, we're going to... Baby, come up with something and we'll report back.
I don't know what the boundaries are with you two.
I'm just going to need to cut this segment down to like...
No boundaries.
What? What did you just
do? Oh my God, Cindy, I thought you grabbed my Bozak. And the dog jumped up.
G just flew back in his chair, hand on his crotch,
baby
thinking
seven.
That I reached under the table with my extra long arm.
And grabbed
and it was the dog.
She just freaked me out.
It was Dr. Newberg, babe. Dr. Newberg just grabbed G's wiener.
Oh, oh my God, that's awesome.
The dog just jumped up on G's nudies. Oh, man.
From under the table.
Thank you for thinking that I would have actually been capable of doing that.
Baby, come up with something, some fetish. Oh, man. Shit's gone sideways, babe. Shit's off the chain. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. I was finishing up a little coffee. You know what I'm doing now?
You're drinking? On the regular? What?
Day drinking.
You guys are idiots. So Dr. Van Hurley got pissed at me because she's like, you're not hydrating at all. But you know what I do drink regularly?
Coconut water?
Coffee. So what I started doing was taking our Lucky Jack and putting it with coconut water.
Well, it's actually funny because one of the things that we've looked at is making Lucky Jack with maple water, coconut water. And then I look at what it costs margin-wise, and I'm like, not going to happen.
Oh, we're not going to do it?
No, of course not.
It is delicious.
That's good, though.
I don't know about maple water. It doesn't suck with coconut water. It's quite nice.
Bitter and sweet and...
It's lovely, actually. Yeah.
What's that called? Sweet? It's not sour, so it's bitter and sweet and bitter? Like, what would that be?
It'd be coffee and coconut
salty
water.
I don't know. There's nothing salty. It would be coffee and coconut water. But this way,
sometimes
I get...
Sometimes a cigar
like,
is just a cigar.
Dr. Vince...
God help me. How much longer do we have in the studio today?
Clean your teeth.
All right. Anyway.
Clean your teeth.
I was going to do a sick G, like, it's got his little flosser and he's already done.
I've got a cleaning tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I know you have your dentist here in LA.
Every 3 months.
It's like vacuuming.
3 months?
Every three months.
Wow.
All disease starts in the mouth.
I was going to start going a little more often. I usually go every five.
I like every three. It does. 3 months is not enough time for something to start.
I like it. Mm. Yeah. My dentist would be so happy. It's expensive, though. Jesus. Maybe I'll talk to him about like a discount rate if I go that many times.
Yeah. Get a payment plan.
Listen, Doc. Bulk. A bulk order.
A bulk, yeah.
For cleanings.
Because insurance only covers two cleanings a year, but you should really minimum go four.
Wow.
Think about it. Think about what your mouth has to go through.
Well, yeah.
Think about all the stuff that your mouth has to process.
Well, the stuff your mouth is processing.
No, okay, Ms. Fetish.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was my whole point. Like, you and your... Okay.
Alrighty.
Yeah, your mouth is processing some shit. Jeez. All right. Fitness hacks. Huh?
All right.
I'm going to do fitness hacks today.
And careful, I'm on my third cup of coffee, so...
Well, if you were blending it with coconut water, maybe you'd be... Well, I don't know. I have nothing.
Even, yeah.
I don't know. According to Van Hurley, I'll be hydrated. Okay, here we go. It's like... I don't know when it's going to air, but we just did a segment about how I ask people to do more than 10 minutes, but I'm going to say commit to 10 minutes, and the reason this is going to be a hack is because it's going to get you in the habit of exercising. So... commit to 10 minutes, a minimum of four times a week. So it gets you in the like, all right, I've committed to 10. And this is one of my tricks. I used to say, like, I would tell myself, go for 15 minutes. And if you don't want to go any longer, you can quit. And almost 9 times out of 10, I'd go like 20 minutes to a half an hour. Right. Hmm. So 10 minutes, I think mentally people are like, oh, God. All right. I can do 10 minutes. I could even give you a 10 minute circuit. It's like, OK, do a minute of jumping jacks. Do, you know, 30 seconds of push-ups, 30 seconds of squats, 30 seconds of lunges, 30 seconds of sit-ups, a minute of plank, repeat. There's 10 minutes. Like, is it perfect? No, add Superman's in there. There, done. No, but the idea is, all right, we're moving, we're getting started, we're committing, and then hopefully you'll add another 10. But it's way less daunting than I'd rather be dead than work out right now. Mm. You know? And then here's another one. Like, make it easier. If need be, like if you'd rather be dead than go. There are days when I go to the gym and I literally will get on the leg extension machine. Like the thing I'm like, this is the like just the least effective thing we could be doing. Like of all the different leg exercises, lunges and jump squats and side lunges and friggin' deadlifts. And there are days I will literally be like, I'm going to do leg extensions and hamstring curls today.
But that makes sense because you're at least still
it's
going.
Just brainless. It's like painless.
All right, let me ask you a question. Because you say brainless.
It is brainless.
How do you get your mind to shut off when you're in the gym?
I don't mind a
class.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm forced to do what's happening in the class.
Right.
But if you're like bebopping around in the gym and like, oh, let me listen to this and switch this, let me check my phone. I find it very hard to turn my brain off with all the things I feel like I should be doing.
Don't check your phone.
Well, don't check your phone.
Put it on do not disturb.
Airplane
or something.
Mode.
Yeah.
Airplane yeah.
mode.
Yeah. Like I think about stuff, but I think about it while I'm working out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, old folk are like, oh, God.
Like, do you think about the meal that you're going to eat as soon as you're done?
I don't do that, no. I will do the, like, late at night before bed kind of thinking of, like, I should have said this. I should have done that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to leave here and do that. Like, I get into that kind of stuff. Like, that.
Phantom fights or?
Oh, my God, I know, right? No.
Trust me, there's nothing phantom about Jill's fights.
Oh, man.
It's like a pit bull out there.
God. That's a whole different segment. Let
she
it
runs
go.
Faster.
Let it go. I'm done letting it go. This is not a world where you can let shit go.
No.
I mean, that is a totally separate conversation. But like, do you know how many times I try to let things go? Do you know how long I tried to let the Al Roker thing go? And that
I just
guy,
hijacked this whole segment, by the way.
See what just happened?
He just kept going. 3 days. He kept going until and I sent him like a super sweet email privately. And
he
I was
did
like,
mention that I saw in the third
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, but then he kept going.
But he was like, it's between us, but... Yeah. It was a very nice email.
Oh, he said it was a nice
yeah,
email?
Yeah,
he did.
He actually did.
He said that you had reached out to him personally.
Yeah.
And that he wouldn't disclose the contents of it.
Oh, because then he kept going on Twitter. literally kept going like somebody was like, Al, you're my hero for attacking me.
When people try to stay relevant.
And then he goes, and then he's like, well, I'm no hero. And I was like, oh my God, stop with this. Really? I mean, like, and it just kept going for like 3 years.
I just want to set up like Battle Royale, like the WWF used to do back in the day, or WWE.
Oh, they do that on Fortnite
and
now.
And it'd be like, Jillian Michaels versus, bah. Jillian Michaels in a death match versus.
I'd win.
I'd bet on you.
Oh, yeah,
hard.
I would choose someone's ankles off. I don't care.
They used to have the MTV, the Claymation Celebrity Death Match.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, there's no chance I'm going to lose.
I'll bite your ankles off.
I don't care. I will gnaw through your shin bone. It is just nothing. You're not going to hold me down. But the thing of it is, like, I do try to forget about it. Like recently, right, like, these tabloids were trying to get dirt on why Heidi and I split. And days of this were going by where it's like friend after friend after friend after friend was like, oh, my God, like, I'm getting phone calls.
I'm like, ignore.
Yeah, like,
nobody reached out to me. I'm hurt.
I don't know how they did, but mostly they were going to most of Heidi's friends because they were trying to get dirt on me. So it was like friends that she went to high school with, like, crazy. They were bribing people, like, we'll promote your music, we'll promote your products, we'll promote this or that. Like, we won't have to put your name in the article. And Carrie, my publicist, was like, ignore. By the third day, I was like, I just can't.
Saw your Instagram.
Yeah. John Carlo made me take it down. But like,
it's not that I made her take it down. And let me be very clear.
I posted
email. You saw my words back to those people.
I posted the email that this woman sent to a friend of mine. And that's what I did. And she basically bribed him. She's like, I'll promote your work if you can tell me what happened and this and that. So I just posted her email. And then I promoted my friend's products on my own.
Yeah.
Because he's my friend. So I was like, here, let me do this for you, Justin. Everybody buy Justin's products at dpq.com. And then I was like, Katie, let me tell you what happened in my relationship with Heidi. She's into nasolingus and feet. Like, this, so we're over.
Armpits.
I was into armpits.
Right.
But like, yeah, like, it gives a point that I will never hear from Katie again.
And let me just tell you something. If I would share the back and forth communication that I got from their legal, from their this, even one of the guys that was hitting me on email had been fired for sexual harassment and misconduct, okay? And then rehired. So
rehired him?
Yeah, you saw the last note I sent to him.
I saw you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
I said, with the bull and you get the horns. But never forget that. Then the guy wrote me back, oh, you big flirt. I'm not flirting with you.
You big flirt.
Actually, that's a pretty funny comment.
I wish we could have. I was going to say, weren't you the one that was fired for sexual harassment and hired back?
The problem is I didn't look him up until after the fact. And mind you, he was going at it with Richard, too. He just started calling Richard Dick.
He was calling our lawyer Dick.
Oh, my God.
His name was Richard Bush. I wonder if I should. Richard Dick Bush, which is an amazing name, by the way, which is another reason I love Richard and think he's such a good lawyer. Yeah, Dick Bush.
And his parents have such
ready
a
for
good
this?
Sense of humor.
Son of Harry Bush. May he rest in peace.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Harry Bush.
I knew an Ivan Ass.
Stop it.
His father was Cy.
By the way, what was this segment about? This is like what movie came out last week?
Ah, yes. Fitness hacks. So
make it easier if need be.
So if anybody needs to know, this is how you get out of working out. You just talk about other things.
Well, make it easier. Need do intervals because they're more effective in a shorter period of time. Mm-hmm. So sprints instead of steady state cardio. Okay. Do compound moves or combo moves. So moves that utilize multiple joints. So it's like, for example, everything if you want to hack to make it more effective, you're going to be doing those squats and lunges instead of the leg extensions. So compound movements are more effective, but sometimes when you just don't want to go, you can simplify it just to get there because something's better than nothing. Commit to a daily plank.
God, Lori does this, and I have noticed such a change in just her strength, her body strength, her posture.
How long does she go for?
I think she goes from, it's somewhere between 2 and 5.
Oh, good for Lori.
Yeah, no, she's been doing it for over a year.
Yeah, a daily plank. I'd say start with 30 seconds, work your way to a minute, and end up at 2. I like a daily 2-minute plank.
I think it's great. I keep wanting to do it, and I need to like set an alarm to remind me to do it.
Yeah.
Because then it'll become a habit.
Just do it before bed. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do it.
No, I want to
do it when Lori does it.
I know. I'm like, come and get me. She's like, no. She gets dressed first, by the way. So she's dressed for work. She's planking.
No. Yes, send me a picture.
I will.
Put it on your social.
I'm going to sneak in there.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Get it on your social. Put that awesome. Shit on your Instagram. At Martini Cindy, people.
At Martini Cindy, we'll have martini. I'll sneak a martini in next to Lori in
Do
her
it!
Suit.
Planking. Yes. I love it.
Isn't it awesome?
And then my last hack is metabolic circuit training. So it's circuit training going from one strength move to the next without rest. So you save time and you're more efficient and it's more effective because it's more intense. But metabolic is I want you to build those HIIT intervals into your resistance training circuit. You guys have heard me say this a million times. And don't let shit go. As in, what I mean by that is don't let people fuck with you for too long. At some point, you got to fight back.
That's a fitness hack.
That's
coming
a life hack
straight from
Andy Cohen. I, by the way, haven't heard a peep out of him.
Well, he's got a baby now.
Now
so.
He had a good month to defend his jackhole position, and should have decided against it. Did I tell you that I had to Google jackhole?
Yeah, you posted it. You told me.
Right, I did. Yeah,
yeah.
Because I mean, jackhole, disgusting, right? Like what the visual came to mind. I still couldn't find an official definition, but it. The only thing I came up with was a synonym for douche canoe.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Jillian.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, We were looking for callers and people with questions. And, of course,
you want me to go find someone off Venice Boulevard?
Well, the call's coming from within the house.
We've got a millennial in the booth with a question.
Yeah. Ring, ring.
Yeah. I think this might be you, G, but I'm not sure.
All right, let's go.
All right, Jake, what do you got?
Okay. So there's a job I want to get, but it's not even, there's no place to apply for it within the place I want to apply, and there's no listing for it, but I know it exists. And it would be a brand ambassador / sales guy for a bourbon distillery. And
how does he do that, G?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I did was I wrote out a letter that I've yet to send to them. There's a couple distilleries that I'm looking at that I would really love to work for that don't have a huge footprint in LA or California yet that I'm very passionate about, and I think they make an amazing product, and I want to work for them. How do I go about doing this?
All right, so let's...
Jake's an alcoholic. My name is Jake.
All right, so let's...
I'm an alcoholic.
Bourbonolic.
This is actually King of the Cold Call.
Oh, the King of the Cold... Oh, this is G's... This is G's extra special talent, to be fair.
Nice.
The cold call.
So, Jake, I want you to look at this.
Jacob, pay attention.
You're trying to get into a room that's got no doors and no windows. How do you do it?
Dynamite.
All right. No. Do me a favor. Don't interrupt the thought process, please.
Okay. Are we tunneling in?
Yes. So here's what I want you to think about first and foremost.
Not dynamite?
How do you get someone's attention at a company that isn't necessarily looking for what you're talking about, isn't probably thinking about what you're thinking, and doesn't know you from Adam? So the first thing you got to figure out is, within the enterprise, who do you have a connection with? Whether it's the same school you went to, whether it's a like-minded interest, like whatever that is, right? So that's the first thing you've got to figure out. So in research, use, you know, LinkedIn, use whatever, social, stalk people, Google, figure it out. Try to draw that nexus between you and someone within the organization. Once you've done that, and believe me, you will figure out a way to find someone in there that has something, whether it's poker, or you whatever it is that you're into, someone that works there is interested in that as well. I would think about if they're sponsoring an event, showing up to the event that they're sponsoring. Put yourself in a position where you could actually dialogue and connect with someone in person before you send this completely unsolicited request. I literally, one day, there was someone that I wanted for Fit Fusion, and I didn't know her, and I was in New York City, and I saw that she was doing a public event, and I literally went to the event and waited for it to end, walked up to her, introduced myself, and then we started a conversation. So I think it's really, really... You know, you have a drive and a goal. And I'm telling you, Jake, you can do that. But the traditional ways of getting in are not going to work because it's just not on their radar. So that's really the hunt. You've got to figure out how to get into their orbit by making something that you're interested in relevant to whoever's in there that likes what you like or is interested or knows someone. So without disclosing the company, so no one jumps on the job. Mm-hmm. Is that something you think you can do?
I mean, I'm sure I can, yeah. But they're out of state. They're East Coast based.
That doesn't matter. Where are they based?
One's in Brooklyn and one's in slightly upstate.
I know everyone in Brooklyn. So this is what you do. You kind of you connect the dots.
That's a T-shirt.
I know everyone in Brooklyn.
It's true, though.
Everyone in Brooklyn.
I mean, I got buddies that live there and guys that own almost all the real estate. So you just have to tell me, and this is where you use your network. Remember, we're all, you know, what is it, 6 degrees or 7 degrees of separation?
Six.
So you literally have to tell me what the company is, use me as your resource, and say, gee, this is the company, this is what I want to do. I personally will make sure it'll never happen because I don't want to have to look for another engineer.
I will make sure that I'm here in every session. Don't worry.
No, but seriously,
with
bro. Like, so this is actually a great challenge, right?
Yep.
Can we make this happen for Jake?
I love it. Yeah.
So here's the great thing. When you tell me it's this company, whatever the company it is, it's in bourbon. Well, one of my good friends is the Brooklyn rep for Jim Beam Suntory, the Japanese company that owns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So Suntory, I can whiskey. Very quickly find out who's who.
Can you bring whiskey next time?
Yeah, of course.
Beautiful.
Jake, you see what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm glad I brought this up.
That's, and this is why I always tell people, when you meet someone, you're sitting on a plane, what have you, rental car, bus, put your phone down and say hi to the person next to you, because you never know how it could change your life.
Yeah. And also, you should reach out like you just did. I find that a lot of younger people, a lot of millennials are not. They're, no, I have to do this on my own. And that's not how anything's done.
Not at all. That's the one thing that all of this doesn't do. The reason that we're able to accomplish all the things that we do is because we have so many relationships, so many connections.
Yeah.
And you just pay it forward. I mean, there would be nothing more than I'd love to do that help you kind of execute your greater vision. You know what I mean?
That'd be awesome.
So, but mark my words, I'm going to make it very hard for you to leave here.
I will never leave here.
Yeah. No, I agree.
All right.
Nice.
Thank you.
So we'll have a check-in. Let's give it a month and we'll have a check-in.
Awesome.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Jake. Well, I mean, he was late today and we have to feed it.
Jake's dream job. To be continued.
On King of the Cold Calls.